chakra actually has a very specific physical, psychological, emotional, spiritual, and energetic characteristic. And I really feel like I'm better able to understand myself on a deeper level and manage my energy throughout the day when I'm able to check in to my chakras and how they're doing. I'm constantly kind of checking in, seeing how I'm feeling throughout the day and trying to rebalance them through my thoughts, through meditation, through a movement, through sound, maybe even through nature. And I'll explain how to know which one is which and what to do. Now, understanding the chakras has enhanced my life in so many ways. The other thing about chakras that you need to know is that each chakra is associated with color, colors that are found on the rainbow. So it's kind of cool to also use the element of color, whether it be through the color of the foods that you consume, which I'll be teaching you, or the colors that you wear, or the colors that you're exposed to, or the color of the crystals that are around you, to help really enhance the chakra that you're trying to unblock or work with. So let's go ahead and start with the root chakra. Now, the root chakra is found at the base of our spine in the tailbone area. And the color of this chakra that's associated is red. This root chakra is associated with roots. Think of the ground. It's really grounding, and it's related to our basic survival needs like food, water, shelter, and basically our physical bodies interacting with nature. Now, a blocked root chakra can manifest as physical issues like arthritis, constipation, bladder, or even colon problems. Emotionally, it can manifest as feeling insecure about our finances or our basic needs and well-being. Now, when we are in alignment and open, we feel grounded and secure both physically and emotionally. We feel stable, we feel safe, supported, and grounded. So if you ever feel like you can't get grounded, you're stuck in your head, that's generally because your root chakra is blocked. Now, on the other hand, if it is in overdrive and spinning a little too much, it can manifest in you being very greedy, having excessive behaviors, being too attached to the physical world, feeling too materialistic. Having a blocked root chakra can make you feel very stuck in life, make you feel sluggish and inflexible. You can also feel really stressed out based on external circumstances, like you feel kind of out of control. You also may feel like you're just not good enough. Your feet and legs is where you will manifest some symptoms as well. Your life will feel chaotic, unsettled, and your home life feels that way as well. So remember that your root chakra is your base chakra. It's your foundation. And so one of the best ways to go ahead and clear or unblock that chakra is to ground yourself. So I know that you've heard about the element of grounding, and what that really means is just to go walk bare feet on the earth. Now, grounding is really, really powerful. The earth has electromagnetic waves that run through it. And when we are grounding, when we're placing our bare feet on the ground, we're allowing that electrical magnetic pulse to actually pulse through our bodies. And it kind of calibrates, because remember, our brains even work on electrical pulses. Our body works on electrical pulses. And so we're really using the earth's grounding energy to help ground us. The other thing that you can do is consume red foods. So things like tomatoes, beets, berries, apples. Those are all really, really great foods to help balance the root chakra. If we want to go ahead and move our body, I always suggest yoga. So we're going to specifically talk about yoga poses because it's a very yin energy, which we're focusing on for 2022. And so for the root chakra, I would say that tree pose or malasana are very grounding poses, and it'll really, really help with unblocking that root chakra and getting the energy moving. Now, you can also, during meditation, which can be used for unblocking any of the chakras, use statements like I am, because that is really what the focal point of the root chakra is. I am grounded, I am stable, I am safe, I am secure. So if you really want to go ahead and focus specifically on one chakra, you could create a little affirmation list of I ams and repeat that to yourself and use it through your meditation.